Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's revisit this Aaron Rodgers a little bit. We'll get back to the baseball in a couple minutes. Are you at all concerned?
No.
I'm not saying the calf. The fact he's 39, you look at Scherzer, you look at Verlander, at all worried, at all concerned, any iota?
Well, I think there's always the worry. I mean, he's coming off a season where he was playing with a broken thumb. So, yeah, there's the worry. I mean, the idea that he was just warming up and tweaked his calf concerns me a little bit. But, I mean, this current tweak, no. I mean, it's something that, I mean, why would you battle through it? I mean, something doesn't feel right. It's an OTA. Take the Veterans Day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. I'm not worried about this injury. I'm just saying, do you worry about this guy being 39 years old?
Well, I think what it does is it highlights the fragility of the situation. That he is an older player. And if, God forbid, something does happen, you are in one.
You're done.
Probably. You're
done. I mean, that's the truth.
For any extended period of time, yes, you'd be done.
But that's okay. I mean,
no, it's not okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay if he were to get injured. I'm saying it's okay the point that you could say that about any team. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes goes down, what happens? If Josh Allen goes down, what happens? If Daniel Jones goes down, what happens? Like, any of these guys go down. I mean, how many backups are capable of leading their team to do anything?
Well, you're missing the point, though, because you're not wrong. I mean, there are some teams that probably have a backup that's good enough for a short period of time to get the job done. The point of this situation is that guess who the quarterback for Kansas City is going to be next year and the year after and the year after?
And the quarterback in Kansas City is not 39 years old. There to me, lies the difference.
Right. It's just, I mean, it's this year and hopefully next year. Like, there's a short period of time here where we have a chance to get the most out of the situation. And if, God forbid, something happens to Aaron Rodgers, you're going to waste a year of what could potentially be maybe the only year. Like, if he gets hurt during the season and decides, you know what, I'm not real interested in this whole rehab stuff and trying to get myself ready for another season, I'm done. Now what?
I don't know.
No, I don't think they know.
Well, you know what? The next regime can figure it out. If this blows up, I mean, what year is this for Joe Douglas?
Who, Joe Douglas? I mean, his first draft was what, Becton draft was his first draft?
So this is year 4 for him or 5?
Well, no, because they were going to pick up Becton's fifth-year option, which they didn't.
Right.
So this would be
his fifth. But he didn't draft the first draft, right?
No, he didn't. They let...
I know.
Go back there.
Right.
Yeah, so he was hired after that. So yeah, this would be...
That was his fourth draft.
He's gone four drafts in year five.
5 years. So, yeah. I mean, if they have a bad season,
If they're not a playoff team with what they have, the move... And the amount they actually ended up giving up to get Aaron Rodgers, what they owe him coming up, and you've already missed on Zach Wilson.
Well, do you say we got to bring these guys? How could you bring them back? How could you? I mean, Joe Douglas.
You would lean on last year's draft, how good that was. Right? I mean, that's a home run draft.
It's a home run draft. But it's still, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know how you bring Joe Douglas back. Saleh's gone. If the Jets don't go to the postseason.
Well, that's the thing, though. Do you allow him to now... I mean, hire the next head coach.
How could you?
Well, because, again, I would have a hard time believing that, because usually what you'd like to have is the synergy between the GM and the coach, and you can't have them on different timetables unless you just say to yourself, okay, this is it.
The magnitude of this season for the Jets, as much as we talk about them and we'll discuss them, I don't even think people realize it. Like, this season, it's enormous, and that's why you say 3-3 start out. Like, every game is a huge... Every eyeball on the TV for the Jets this year.
Yeah, they're a national story. I mean, everyone's going to be paying attention to them. I'm sure you're going to get everyone's best shot because of all the attention that they're getting. Yeah, I mean, people's livelihoods are at stake. Really, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Robert Saleh's job is going to depend on what happens this season, probably.
Absolutely. Jets don't go to the postseason, you could be looking at a completely new regime. And you know what? Not only could you be, I think maybe rightfully so, you should be.
Well, I think it depends on what happens, though. I mean, if it's because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, I mean, whose fault is that? I mean, do you blame Joe Douglas because they went with the older quarterback, or is it the realization that it was probably a lot of Woody in this, too?
I mean, it's a fair point, but it's at some point, look at this team. How is this team not a playoff team?
Well, if they don't have a quarterback. I mean, that's the most important position in sports. If you don't have a quarterback, what are you?
God, that would be awful.
It would be awful.
I shouldn't even say this. I won't do it. I won't say it.
No, you have to say it now.
I do?
No, I think so.
Like 99? Remember 99? Go to the AFC Championship game in 98, 99. First play, Testaverde tears his Achilles, and then Tom Tupa comes in. It's just a disaster. Like, you, it'd be tragic for this team.
Well, with all the hype, yeah. I mean, tragic is probably the right word.
And then the TV networks would be like, wait, how many times do we have the Jets?
Right, I know. Right? Oh, no. Black Friday game? Uh-oh.
Right? Standalone? Miami? Disaster. But I don't think that'll happen. I mean, for the most part, Rodgers has been very healthy in his career.
Right, and he's battled through injuries. I mean, well, he's coming off a season where he had a broken thumb. But, yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's not been injury-prone, who's battled through injuries. He said it yesterday when they asked him the question. I mean, his mindset is always I think a lot of guys are like this, that my 80%, if my 80% is better than the alternative, then I'm going to play.
And his 80% is better than the alternative.
It's pretty damn good.
It's really good.
Yeah, but I think just what this highlights is how important the season is, and then B, is he's not a young guy. There's a short period of time to try to win, and if, God forbid, something happens to him and he can't play, we have real issues.
All right, for an extended period of time. Like, let's be fair. Zach Wilson, who's certainly not great and hasn't shown to be great, you know, was able to manage some games and win some games last season.
I mean, if your defense is elite, which I think it will be, only better, I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure it'll be or should be better. But yeah, like, I mean, if you can find your way with that defense to hopefully not screw it up, score enough points to win.
I would think so. A game or two if Rodgers was in there. Listen, I mean, right now, if I said to you, 17 games, you think Rodgers plays every single one?
I hope so.
Of course you hope
so. Yes, I think he's going to have to. When you look at the AFC and what we're talking about, I think he has to, especially when you get off to that start. I mean, those first six games are...
They're brutal.
And it depends on when something were to happen. Like, if the first 6 weeks... Something happens? Like if in week two something happens?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
No.
It'd be awful. I hope that doesn't happen
No,
for
it's
you.
Not going to.
I'd feel bad.
Yeah, knock on wood.
The Giants would
so I have my lucky
shoot
hoodie
to the top team in the...
All gas, no break.
No break. That makes sense.
It makes sense.
It's not... It's not structurally correct.
You don't understand because you don't have any Giants team apparel that's special for the players.
Yeah,
because
if I did, it would actually make sense.
And it wouldn't fit.
All guess, no break. That doesn't make sense.
Well, here's the thing, though. I had you text your little mole for a Giants guest.
Okay.
Months ago. No Giants guest. We have not had one Giants guest on the show.
You sing karaoke with Aaron Rodgers. Where is he?
No one can get him. There's only
he went on the K show?
Well, that's because he was contractually obligated to. And trust me, did we not try? He doesn't have a say in it.
If he knew that you were here.
No, it doesn't matter. The one he has a say in.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers, who runs New York football now, could say, I want to go on with the guys in the morning?
No, because it was promised. I mean, it was timed up to be on afternoon show, on the K show. His say is that he's doing the McAfee show.
I'd like him on this show.
We would all like him on this show.
Yeah, all guests, no
break.
And
he would love it.
He would have a great time.
Love it. They all love it. Every time we have a guest, they love it.
Yeah, but you say I ask questions which put them on edge.
You make them nervous.
Well, isn't that good? It's good to be nervous, no?
No, they don't want the guys to come on and say something crazy.
Do you think some of the other guys on the Jets got to him already? That Dave guy, he's gonna come after you.
Probably. Like, he's going to ask you some, like, real inappropriate question that makes you uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't ask anything inappropriate.
So, hey, you must miss that other quarterback, huh?
That's a good question.
It was a terrible question. You can't say that.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spiraling?
Yeah, we could do that.
You must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine, huh? Make some news? You want to guarantee a win or anything against the Patriots this weekend?
Oh.
All the answers are right inside me.
Aaron would love me.
No, I don't think he would.
He would. We'd talk crystals?
Well, no, you would talk Jeopardy. What do you mean, crystals?
Jeopardy.
You don't know anything about crystals.
You don't know what I know.
I know you know nothing about crystals.
I do.
How many crystals do you have in your house?
What type of crystals is he talking about right now?
Crystal meth?
Quartz?
No, he's not talking about crystal meth with you.
Not crystal meth. I don't know anything about crystal meth.
Right.
The quartz?
I don't need it. I want it.
You know crystals. Nothing about darkness retreats.
I understand the
concept nothing about
of them.
Nothing about mind, spirituality.
Jeopardy. We would bond over
That's
Jeopardy.
It.
I love Jeopardy more than anybody you know.
Yeah, but okay.
He hosted Jeopardy.
Right. Easy
Chill
answer.
A little bit.
But your first thought is we'll talk about crystals.
Because I want to get really into the psyche of Aaron Rodgers.
The psyche is the doorway in for you is Jeopardy.
Okay. That's fine.
Not crystals. Because then you'd be an idiot because he start asking, because he goes and buys crystals. And he'd be like, oh, Dave, what kind of crystals do you have?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Crystal Springs? You wouldn't know what to say. Nothing.
Crystal Springs is a nice place,
though.
Aaron Rodgers is a great man.
But you would have nothing to say.
I think that you're being very nasty. You're lashing out for no reason. Just because the man has a calf injury, now you can't handle it.
I'm trying to set you up for success. That's your way in.
When does that start?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's be good.
We love you.
You been watching the Masters tournament?
No.
Oh.
I have no time to watch anything.
Well, DVR, you boop right through them.
No, I'm not going to boop through anything.
You
I don't
zip,
have time.
You zip right through them.
I have no time.
You got six. Sam Buttrey, Matt Amodio, Mateo Roach, James Holzhauer.
Yeah, I don't care.
Andrew He.
I just watched the rabbit hole.
And
I
Amy
told you
Schneider.
That.
Unbelievable.
Stop.
What do you mean?
Stop,
James
please.
Holzhauer is unbelievable.
He's a genius.
He is beyond
Do they get sample questions?
You know, I saw something at some point that said they do, but I don't know if in fact they do. I don't think they get sample questions. I've been told that they get like, you might want to know about Exodus Book 7.
Okay.
Like, right?
So
like,
you kind of have like a loose idea
I
of what could
so.
Be. All right,
I think
what
so.
What the categories could be.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, but that's what I've heard. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Good morning, Fran. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Dave, you know I love you, man. You know, you're the best. And you guys do a great job. And Aaron Rodgers would be crazy not to want to be on an incredibly funny, incredibly good, serious sports show like you guys in the morning. I would love it because I'm a Bears fan. And this guy destroyed so many Sundays for me. So the greatest thing in the world was for him to come to the New Jersey Jets because now I could sit back and watch the destruction of Aaron Rodgers and enjoy every single minute of it. I'm going to love it when him and the Jets fail. And I hate to be like that, but he ruined too many of my Sundays.
But, Fran, realistically.
Fran, you're in Massapequa. How are you a Bears fan?
Well,
Raymond, can you stop playing that, please?
He's a Bears fan. He's got to hear it.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, but listen, I'll tell you why. Grew up a diehard Islander fan. Grew up a diehard Mets fan, diehard Knicks fan. And I had issues with the pro sports because my idol was Fran Tarkenton. There wasn't a lot of guys. I was named after Frank Sinatra, Francis Albert. So he was my hero. With my, you know, my dad loves him.
You had to ask him
but
this, huh?
Go ahead, Fran. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Fran Tarkenton was my idol. So with the Jets and Giants, we're in Jersey. When Fran Tarkenton retired, I was a lost football fan because I didn't really like that. I loved the Vikings because of Fran Tarkenton. So then I just somehow, Jim McMahon got to me. And since 1984, I've been a Bears fan. And I had the 1 year, everybody called me a bandwagoner. But I've suffered with that Aaron Rodgers. He's ruined my Sunday.
All right, so, Fran, serious question now, and it's not going to be another one of these great ones that Rick just asked. Do you truly, honestly believe that the Jets will struggle with Aaron Rodgers, or is it just you hate them and that's why you said?
No, scouts on her. I've watched him. I've watched this guy. You know, he's at the end, and I know everybody. Blah blah blah. He's screaming, yelling, Hall of Fame. He's Aaron Rodgers. His stats don't lie. That's what I say about great players. Their stats don't lie. He's at the end. Look at what he did last year. And I think
he was hurt,
I don't
though.
Think Green Bay's a he's been going downhill. And I just think it's the Jets curse. And it's like rooting against. I'm a Mets fan. I love when the Yankees lose. And I don't want to mention hockey because Dave, you're one of my favorites. And that's one thing that could ruin our relationship is the Islander Ranger hatred.
All right, Fran, we got to run. Appreciate the call. You better hope to God that's not the case.
Rangers Islanders outdoor game. How about that?
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Where, be a breakfast
they say,
on that.
Did they say where they're playing that?
The MetLife. Are you serious?
What do you mean they've played it?
Was that a real question?
What do you mean?
MetLife, it was just leaked. They're going to have two games.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you're going to have two games at MetLife.
I mean, they played at what? Yankee Stadium? City Field, right? Recently?
Well, the Islanders and Rangers haven't played.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I didn't know where the game was. Why do you have to jump me?
Well, I thought you might have saw it.
Well, obviously I didn't asked you where the game was going to be.
So now you know.
Why do you ask Fran more great questions? How'd you become a Bears fan? Now you get to hear about everything
like
in the guy's history of his life.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
8:30, been here for a while, 2.5 hours in. You haven't been great, so I've kind of had to carry a lot of things that maybe I need a little pick-me-up, and he gives me a little Van Halen.
Well, I think there's some concern. I think that, I mean, you decided to go to the bathroom with, like, you know, 2 minutes left in the break, and there was some concern that you wouldn't be back.
That was a little risky.
Wouldn't be back. I mean, I had to go. My bladder said, you better get into the bathroom.
Right.
So what do you want me to do? Sit
it
here?
It didn't say when we broke, when we went to Debbie Duhaime with the traffic.
You know what? Think? It's funny you say that, because I had a moment, and I think you, because these guys are so young, they don't understand. We're a little older, right? I had the moment of, I could make it, but by the time this next segment is kind of closing out, I could be in trouble. Where there's a real
why push it?
A real pressure
why
building.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, why do I need to do that to myself?
See, I do the Meagles.
What's that mean?
The male Kegels, just to make sure that I can hold it.
I could have held it.
Yeah, but you don't want to. Don't push yourself. I don't want your bladder.
I don't think that's good for the bladder.
No, I mean, the worst I ever had, I told you, when I had the hip surgery. So I had the, I don't know what happened, like, but I think the swelling around the nerve in that area made it, like, very difficult to tell whether or not I had to pee until I had to, like, pee-pee.
Until it was time?
No, like, more than time.
So it would just build up, like a gallon?
Like if I couldn't go to the bathroom in that moment, I was peeing my pants. It was that bad.
Really?
Yeah. So I had taken Cass to Whole Foods. We're on our way home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, can we stop at Whole Foods quickly because I want to pick something up for dinner?
So you're on your way home from surgery?
No. This probably, like, maybe week... Probably like week two
okay, all right.
of the recovery. But it's still like I was still having trouble with it. So she's like, let's stop quick. I was like, yeah, no problem. So she runs in. I pull in the back of the parking lot. I'm like, I'll make a phone call, whatever. And then all of a sudden, instantly I start sweating. I'm like, oh my God.
I got
to
go.
Like, it just hit me. I'm going to have to go. Like I can't get into the grocery store.
What'd you do? Open the car door and just let it go?
No. So I'm like, I can't pee right here. So I got to drive over into like the darkness area. So I pull up. And as I'm like now at this point, it's like this is happening now. So as I'm parking, I'm like taking my belt off and I'm like trying to jump out of the car.
Wait, you only had to pee though.
Yeah, I only had to pee.
So why did you have to take your belt off?
Well, I had to because this called for like this was like, I gonna have to
this
get,
was gonna be a yeah, real yeah. a major league okay,
right.
You're an ish.
Yeah. So as I'm doing that, I jump out and I just whip and I'm going and I didn't realize I didn't put the car in park. So the car was driving. So now I'm peeing and chasing the car at the same time.
I mean, I would pay real good money to have been there for that.
I'm dead serious.
So you're peeing as you're
and running. Okay. And running. So finally I jump in, I put it in park, and I now peed all over myself.
And the car.
In the bushes. So I pick Cassie up, and she's like, what's wrong with you? And she looked down, and she's like, did you? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, why are there leaves and branches on the car?
Oh, what a story.
Awful.
You didn't think to put the car in park?
I was panicked. I had to, because I didn't want to pee my pants, and I didn't want to pee in the car. So I'm like, I just jump out.
That's a good story.
It was awful.
That's a good story.
It was bad.
How much would you pay to witness that? And you know what would have been great?
Imagine if they had it on video?
No, imagine there was a kid. They probably do. Like, right? Those parking lots have a lot of video cameras. But imagine there was a kid like Mom, You go ahead.
Yes.
Go get us some dinner, Mom. I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna wait in the car. Mom comes back. Mom, you will never guess what I just
you
saw.
Should have seen
what
this
what
guy.
Happened? A man got out of his car, started urinating on the floor. The car started to drive off. He jumped back into the car as he was still peeing, soiled himself and the car, and the car is now full of mulch and leaves.
Oh yeah. It's great.
Straight out of Tommy Boy.
Just what you want.
Just what you want.
What a story that is. Now, next week, this is very exciting.
Put that
in the
3 stars for later.
Yeah, add that in. What is he saying? Raymond, get me that for the open tomorrow.
Raymond's thinking about doing the open tomorrow.
Really?
He wants to dabble.
This is all Rick's words, not mine.
You should do it. Give it a try. You dabble.
I've done the open before.
It's your baby.
No, I know, but sometimes Raymond likes to take it for a little babysit.
For a spin?
Well, he doesn't have his own kids.
More like kidnapping, let's
no.
be honest.
No, I lend you you want to borrow Rocco for a day or two? Yeah.
Borrow?
Yeah.
Borrow.
I never heard of, would you like to borrow a child?
Hey, you want the child experience? See what it's like?
By the way, RJ, he's not there now, but what was this business? There was a guy on hold who said that he questions my parenting skills. What was that about?
He wondered why you would tell your own child that at one point, maybe you didn't tell him, but you know, on the radio, that you weren't crazy about having him.
It's not that I wasn't crazy about having him. I did not want him.
Okay.
Which is probably worse.
Yet you would feel the way you do about going after Ben Roethlisberger with your take from last hour.
He's calling you a hypocrite.
Well, those are two completely different things.
I kind of thought so too, but I wanted to let him explain himself.
Okay.
Well, and then he hung up.
That's a shame. Listen, it's not Alex-centric. I didn't know he existed. I didn't want another child. It had nothing to do with the specific child we had. He is the greatest thing I've ever known. And I knew, of course, one day I would grow to fall in love with him. It's just, you know this, having a kid is a ton of work. And I did not, once we had already gotten Ben to the point where he was somewhat sufficient, to have to start from scratch yet again. That's it.
Yeah, but now it's the best thing that ever happened.
Best thing that ever happened to me. Oh, I knew it would be great.
Probably the worst thing for the world.
Why? He's a wonderful kid.
I mean, I think one of you is enough. A clone of you, like the newer version of you, could be deadly.
Although, I will say this, as he's starting to mature, he seems pretty well adjusted. So
it's remarkable, isn't it?
Have you seen him at a game?
He's seen him.
What, he yells at people?
I didn't see. I keep missing these times when he yells at him, but
didn't he tell the one fan he hopes he gets stuck in a fire?
He said die in a fire, I think.
Can we please? Yeah. Why do we have to revisit that? I mean, what is wrong with you two?
I think they were Islander fans, as a matter of fact.
And what does that mean, stuck in a fire?
I don't know. I was trying to clean it up.
Yeah, of course, Ray. Thank God for Ray. You think I'd be bad as an informant? I mean, Ray gets arrested. He spills the beans on everything.
Only for you, though. He would turn you in a second.
He really would.
Yes.
Who committed the felony? Rothenberg.
Yes.
I can tell you who it was.
It's like my grandmother. Who wants the Easter candy? He does.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Can I do a read, or you guys want to just jump all over me?
You got a read?
I thought I did. I got one in front of me.
So read it.
All right. I'm trying. I've tried like 4 times. Next week, Thursday, June 1. You can hang with us all day long. Join us starting 6 o'clock in the morning, Publicans in Manhasset, for a special pregame broadcast and music from Randy and the Zoo.
Yes.
Just steps away from Manhasset train station on the LIRR, where after the show, we will all take the train to Citi Field together and tailgate in Lot F, as in Frank, before the afternoon game against the Dirty Philadelphia Phillies. Now, it's all brought to you by the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. See that? Irish. I did that. It's nice, right?
It's nice.
Yeah.
You add it to your repertoire.
It's another thing
we got
I can,
Italian.
It's another thing I can do.
We've had French. And
Irish. It's just another language I speak.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
That's the Yankees. What a win. They've been playing such great baseball of late. A sensational win last night. Down 4-0, which wasn't even the worst of it. Then down 5-4 into the ninth inning. And Aaron Judge comes up 0-2 pitch, takes it into left field, home run, walk it off on a Volpe sack fly. And it's just, I don't know what more there is to say right now. They're playing great baseball, and they've cut a 10-game deficit all the way in half down to 5.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where your ace didn't pitch like an ace.
He was bad.
Yeah, he wasn't good. No, I mean, he wasn't good, and I'm sure he would admit he wasn't good. And on top of that, you finally battled your way back, right? And you make it 4-4, and all of a sudden you start to 6, and it's back-to-back hits. He's out, and now it's 5-4. Baltimore, and you know, Torres starts that inning, not a great at bat, and you bring up Aaron Judge. one of the best players in baseball, maybe the best player in baseball, down 0-2, and you gave him a juicy hanging splitter.
I can't even believe
that. Why throw that pitch? Why?
Now, obviously,
you got to execute it, but still.
It's not where he intended it to
be.
I know. But you, like, if you're thinking to yourself, the last thing in the world you could possibly do is throw him a cookie. I mean, bury it, throw it 54 feet, I don't care. Throw it
spike
over
it.
His head. Yeah, it doesn't. You cannot get, I mean, you gave him a perfect pitch. That's a 3-1 pitch. That's a get
over. But the beauty of him, though, is, I mean, he doesn't miss it.
That's the thing.
That's what we need to focus on. He doesn't miss it. And against the Orioles, I mean, the amount of damage this guy has done, you should have nightmares as a Baltimore fan. He's had 38 home runs since 2017.
It's amazing.
He's averaging a home run every 8.7 plate appearances.
Plate appearances. Not even at-bats. Played appearances
against the Orioles.
So what? Pretty much one out of every two games, he hits a home run against
Wild.
Baltimore, right?
Does damage. Does real damage.
But you couldn't afford that last night if you're Baltimore. The one thing you couldn't afford is for Judge to do that.
No, you have a 4-0 lead, right? They battle back, they tie it up, you take the lead, and now this is, again, I mean, you're a team that is overachieving right now. The Yankees are actually chasing you, and you have a chance to win this game, and a game that Gerrit Cole started.
Right.
And you somehow lost it.
And you started with Brandish, right?
And after that stupid, I mean, you mentioned it, the back-to-back bunt attempts.
Ugh.
Just, I mean.
Oh, it was awful. And after the first one, I was like, that's not what you want to do. And then you alert them to what you're doing, and then you do it yet again.
Yeah, and didn't execute it. I mean, it was just, I mean, Torres was out by a mile. And then I think also important is the fact that on that first pitch in the 10th, Anthony Volpe gets up there, hits the sack fly, and you saw the way he reacted. Like, the kid is, he's built different. And I think that's why they felt comfortable with him starting up here in New York with the Yankees, is because he doesn't seem, even when he struggles. Like, I mean, he did not have a good night offensively.
No.
Is that the moment's not too big for him. I think that's why you heard the comparisons. Now, I mean, those are tough shoes to fill, but I guess that's what happens when you're the shortstop for the Yankees. But, you know, everyone you heard from during spring training, because he had a great spring training, were more impressed with him off the field. Like how he conducted himself, that he just gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nothing's kind of too big for
that
him.
That he gives off like
plays within this
Derek Jeter vibe where he's just, this is where he's supposed to be, and he's not going to be overwhelmed by, because like, I mean, dude, you've seen guys that have established themselves as legit Major League Baseball players that put on a Yankees uniform and all of a sudden turn into pumpkins.
It's a lot. I mean, happened to Joey Gallo, happened to Sonny Gray, like real legitimate players.
Right. That I think everywhere else they play, I mean, Sonny Gray's a perfect example. They can have success, but for some reason they put on these uniforms and it's a heavy uniform. I get it, but can you imagine? I mean, that's a guy that comes over here that's signed to come over here as opposed to a guy who was drafted, not traded. Like, you're talking about some of the best shortstops in the game on the market as free agents. And the Yankees going, no, we're good. We're good. We got this guy. We'll be fine. All that pressure, and now you're on a team that's expected to compete for a World Series, and you're the starting shortstop, and you've been able to handle a spot like last night, and then react the way, like, he wasn't surprised.
But he was excited.
No, but he wanted the moment.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of
guys that are sitting there in the dugout going,
he's got it. Whatever it is that it takes to succeed here in New York, he's got it. And maybe he's from here, right? Maybe that kind of plays into it a little bit, no?
Well, I don't know about that. I think some guys are just built different. Some guys embrace that moment. Some guys shy away from that moment. I think some guys are just of the mindset that what's the worst thing that can happen here?
Which is a great mindset to have.
Is that I fail? Like, no big deal.
So what?
I'll get him next time.
What was it? Jeter said, what? They asked him like on the big stage. He's like, it's the same thing for me. Whether it's Little League, whether it's college, whether, you know, and I didn't play college, but you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's minor league, like, it's just, I go up there and I love it. Like, well, how about all the people? He goes, that just means there's more people that I get to enjoy it in front of.
Yeah, because in his mind, he's going to be successful. I mean, there's no fear of failure.
Must be a great mindset to have.
It is. I didn't have it. I mean, I was always, I mean, someone that was so nervous. Like, I would want the moment, but in the back of my mind, there would be the fear of what happens if I don't succeed.
How important is the mental side of things must be so...
It's the most important. At this level? I mean, everyone's...
At any level, though.
Well, but I think especially at this level, though. I mean, there are plenty of times where, I mean, as you move throughout the levels, that you're just more talented. Like, that you can get away with strictly just being the best kid on the ice, the field, or whatever it is. And then you get to these, you know, these moments
where... It's what differentiates you, right?
Yeah. I mean, college, like when you get to that high level of college, I mean, if you're going to be someone that's going to take that next step, yeah. I mean, it's the mental side of it, the how much you want it, like how much work you're going to put in is a huge part of it.
Let's take a listen to Aaron Judge. Here he is last night after the game saying, we just never give up.
Just the confidence in this team. I think there's the confidence in each other, knowing that we're going to pick each other up. You know, if it's a pitcher, if it's a guy in the lineup, we're going to go out there and, you know, pick them up if they don't get the job done. So it's been fun to be a part of, and just makes it easy when you have to step up to the plate. You know, especially like when Volpe in that situation, he's stepping up there knowing that, hey, I got a chance to win this game. But, you know, he didn't try to do too much. You know, he could have tried to swing for the fences, but he said, hey, I'm going to just try to get this ball in the air. Which, you know, Baker made a great pitch on him there, and he was still able to, you know, make contact and get the job done.
I mean, it's all working now.
Well, I think he's part of it, though. I mean, he wants to talk about the confidence that everyone has in each other.
Well, he sets the tone with this team.
Right. I mean, there's an extra added confidence when he's in your lineup. And he's the one with the bat in his hands with a chance to tie the game up, and he comes through consistently. And then on top of that, I mean, the way Rizzo's swinging the bat.
Bader.
And then, I mean, we got to mention what Michael King did last night.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was awesome last night. That's a big win, man. I just listen, any game you can win in your own division, which is probably the best, not probably, is the best division in baseball. The Orioles are a surprise team, but right now they're a team you're chasing, and you have a game from your ace that wasn't his best.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be games like that. If you can find a way to win those games on top of what you're going to get when he actually has his best stuff.
And you know what? They close out that series, I mean, that game last night, and you think to yourself, we're probably going to lose the series. Right? You split the next two, and all of a sudden, they win two out of three. We lose a game to them, and they kind of puff their chests out and say, look, we can compete with the Yankees. Maybe they have that shadow of doubt now that they lost that game last night.
Well, no, I think everybody, I mean, the Yankees are going to get everyone's best shot, right? Like, they're the measuring stick, usually. Like, they're the team everyone's after, because they're the Yankees.
That'll never change.
They're the big, bad Yankees.
That'll
yeah, but I don't
change.
Think. I mean, this is, I don't think there's. I'm not saying that there's a fear factor anymore. I don't think there's that fear that exists. But still, I mean, it's.
Yeah, you want to beat the Yankees.
There's a little something extra when you beat the Yankees.
That would have been a big win for Baltimore last night.
It would have been a big win. Yeah, beating Gerrit Cole.
To go into Yankee Stadium, Gerrit Cole, jump on him, beat the Yankees. You know what? That's a statement game if you're Baltimore, and the
Absolutely.
Yankees ripped that right away from them.
Absolutely right. And right now, the Yankees, what, they won 12 of the last 15. Two or more home runs in 10 of the last 11 games. So they're rolling. I mean, they're rolling. They're going to get better. I mean, you can start listing the names that are going to be back at some point.
Right. Again, Donaldson, to me, doesn't move the needle.
Oh, forget him. You don't have to worry about
it. But Stanton does. Loaisiga does.
Canely, Rodon.
Yeah. Filarin, Balugan. Would you stop with Balugan?
He's going to be a big addition for the U.S. soccer team.
It's going to be good.
Big addition.
And so Andrew Gunling told me.
Oh, Gundy.
That, because I said, can he go back to Britain? Can he? No. Once you determine where your home is, that's your home country. So we're locked in with Balugan.
Balugan. Hmm. Yep. I like it.
I like it, too. Angel in Brooklyn has called back about the parenting.
I think he deserves it. I mean, he called back.
Okay. He called back. Let's see what he's got to say. Good morning, Angel.
Dave, good morning. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I've listened to you for years. I've called you before, and I told you, you know, you're the reason why I believe Sherry is Mother Teresa in the flesh with everything that you put her through and all your shenanigans.
A beautiful flesh.
What have I really done, though? Like, when you think long and hard about it, what have I really done to challenge her?
Not go to family, friends' weddings because it was on a football Sunday, and then locking yourself in a hotel room and other stuff because of a law.
Not go to the marathon that she ran?
I'll tell you what. Okay, I'll tell you what. The hotel room is a mistake. If I could go back in time and revisit the hotel room, I would. Not okay. Going to weddings okay. On football Sundays, I stand by that. I think that is the correct and accurate decision to make.
Well, Dave, listen. Again, I've been listening to you for years, okay. Whether it's been in the morning, the evening. You pretty much have shown me that Sherry deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for dealing with you.
Or a real man. One of the two.
Well, you see what I have to deal with?
What?
I mean, Angel, really, do you see what I have to deal with? I have to deal. I sit here in the middle of the night with someone who can't stand me, who detests me. Give me all your money!
As the saying goes, it's always your own who will inflict the most damage.
Yeah, exactly that.
I had to howl this morning because you got so offended when Rick was telling the story about Roethlisberger telling Pickett to his face that he wanted him to fail. I believe your exact words were like, well, why would he tell him that? But yet a couple of weeks ago, you pretty much told us in the world, and I'm pretty sure you told your son, I didn't want you, but you turned out to be a good kid. You're a great kid.
Great kid. Yeah, but I don't understand. Well, yeah, but me not wanting Alex.
Yeah, but no one wants to know that they're. But no one wants to know that they're a mistake or they're not wanted.
But it wasn't. Dave, it wasn't a mistake.
Thanks, Dave. That's my point. It's not the fact. Listen, and I don't have children. I don't have a son. Lord knows, I wish I did. but it's the fact that you told your son this. Like, I could understand if economically you didn't want no more or whatever. You were happy. You were content. But it's the fact that you didn't even let your son become a man to have that conversation about the responsibility of having a kid. You just said, let me just tell him, but oh, let me just give him a gold star, make it a little bit better. And like, yeah, you're a good kid still.
Oh, he's the best.
It's irresponsible is
what
it
is. It's not irresponsible.
It's irresponsible.
No, it's it's, you know what? It's being an honesty broker. No, it's what I pride myself on.
No, if you didn't want a kid, have another kid. You should have taken the appropriate steps to not have another kid.
No, it wasn't an option.
You can't control yourself.
It wasn't an option. No, it's got nothing to do with that.
You can't control yourself.
My wife told me that she will never feel fulfilled in our marriage if we didn't have another child.
Because you're not enough man for her.
No, it's not to do with that. She wanted five kids when we started.
No, stop it.
I'm telling you.
You're the size of two kids. That's enough.
And there it is again. It's a nasty tone that you take.
You're like a 50-year-old man baby that she has to take care of.
She wanted at least two, and said, if we don't have a second kid, I will forever feel like I'm not satisfied.
Yeah, so you should have been a good husband and said, whatever you want, honey.
And I did.
Not say, I don't want another kid.
Well, I didn't.
Well, once you have the baby, you can't say that.
I can say whatever I want.
You can't.
You know, it's free. It's free speech.
You're scarred for life.
You know what? It's free speech.
Scarred for life.
Welcome to America. I can say whatever the hell I want. I didn't want another child. And you know what? I'm glad we have him.
He's for the rest of his life, he knows he's unwanted.
No, he's not unwanted. He's very wanted.
You said you didn't want him.
At the time.
When he sees his therapist, that's the first thing they're going to ask him about.
Kid is so well-centered.
Right, now.
So well-centered.
Now.
He's better than me.
He's the new, the more dangerous version of you.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.